the GAA program with Tom Comack. Brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, Station Roundabout, Letterkenny. Gear up for the next big game from the great range of clubwear at michaelmurphysports.ie.
GAA, Vegas Falchuk, and Ian Clark coming. Luke Glasgale and a shock on the show with me, Tom Comack, as always, with you on a Wednesday night until 9 o'clock. And, tonight we're going to reflect back on the big game of the week up here for us in the Northwest. Of course, that was the Ulster Senior Championship Football semi-final meeting of Donegal and Tyrone, and of course Donegal coming out victorious in that one, 4 points to spare in Kingspan Breffni Park on Saturday night. And to look back on that game and reflect on the outcome and to find out how it's gone down, the defeat, the win in Donegal, the defeat in Tyrone, I'm joined by Kevin Cassidy, former Donegal double All-Star, and John Lynch, also an All-Star and regular contributor here to us on the GAA programme and indeed other GAA programmes as well. And we're later in the programme, we're also going to be joined by Dom Corrigan, the former Fermanagh and player and manager, and of course a man who has managed clubs in Tyrone as well, and of course the man who most recently led St Michael's of Enniskillen to the McCrory Cup, or the Hogan Cup, All-Ireland Hogan Cup success. He'll be coming up later as well to give us the view. But first, I'm delighted to see him joined by Kevin Cassidy. Kevin, a very good night to you and welcome to the GAA programme. And I suppose we have to start with, what did you make of the game, first of all?
Yeah, well, you know, impressive from our point of view. I think, you know, going into the game, Tom, none of us would have been, you know, we would have predicted what happened at the weekend. Tyrone were impressive during the league, although, you know, not in every game, but definitely towards the end of the league, they were showing signs that, you know, they kind of married the defensive structure, and now they had a potent attack as well. But listen, you know, anybody watched the game, our lads just simply blew them away at the weekend. And you know, it was great to see from a Donegal point of view, but I suppose from Tyrone, it'll be worrying.
And tell me, from a Donegal point of view, were you surprised at how gung-ho Donegal went at them from the word go?
Not really, no, because I think, you know, the good defence as he came in, that's his kind of approach here, definitely more offensive, and it's great to see. And, you know, definitely when we have the legs of the players that we have to do that, Tom, to get the best out of them. But, you know, more so Tyrone, I would have been surprised, and they just didn't seem to be at the levels that we maybe expect them to be at. And I think, you know, Donegal simply overpowered them and overran them from start to finish, you know.
Yeah, and tell me, in terms of Donegal as well, the first half particularly explosive, maybe sat back a little in the second half, did they?
Would we like to think that? And those sort of games, that tends to happen. Like, those lads, they would have been full sure that they were going to do that. You know, they'd have been confident in what they had planned for, and they would have had watched Tyrone and picked out the weaknesses, so they would have known what was coming. So once they went to 7 points up, whatever it was, naturally you do tend to kind of sit back a little, and the other team do get more chances. But, you know, being honest, the game was definitely over before half time, I felt, because that sort of lead, Donegal, they're just not going to let that kind of lead slip, you know.
Yeah. And talk to me about individuals that impressed you. What was it about Donegal? Was it more of the collective rather than individual?
A bit of both. I think that the speed is just frightening. We have all over the pitch, definitely. You know, even when you consider Ryan McHugh probably had a quiet enough game by his standards. You know, the likes of Jamie Brennan, Michael Murphy, these kind of lads were just, you know, phenomenal on the day. And I think the pace is something that's definitely going to trouble other teams down the line.
And Tyrone, as you said, you were surprised at them. What surprised you most about them?
I just think that they looked like a team that threw in the towel very early, Tom. You know, I suppose maybe I don't know what Peter Hart went, but, you know, even before that, didn't look as if they were at the pace of the game. Our lads were just a step ahead of them all the time. They left their centre open. If you watched Donegal over the last number of years, you know that we're extremely dangerous coming off the shoulder, and we're extremely right. We can punch holes down the middle. I felt Tyrone were naive there, and even on our tickets, like, Patton was excellent, and the restarts gave us a real platform, but Tyrone just didn't alter anything. They left it as it was, and, you know, it's surprising from a Tyrone point of view.
And tell me, you mentioned Peter Hart there. Obviously, Mickey Hart wasn't happy with the sending off, didn't feel it was a black card. What's your opinion on it?
I think, honestly, it was a harsh black card. I probably wouldn't have given it, but it was a silly tackle for Peter to make. It was a lazy challenge, you know. Probably more of a yellow card than anything. I don't think he tried to deliberately trip him, but, you know, it is what it is. It's probably by the letter of the law, it's right, but in the heat of the battle, maybe those things should be let slide, you know.
Yeah, and of course the other big controversy of the night was the incident involving Tierna McCann and Stephen McMinniman. What did you make of that?
Yeah, it was nasty, Tom. Listen, there's no defending it. I think the stamp, maybe he didn't fully mean that, but listen, he went to pull his gum shield out, he put his hands in the mouth. You just can't do that, and, you know, whatever comes his way, it'll be justified.
It's something you wouldn't like to see coming into the game?
Definitely not, Tom. You know, you can't, like, listen, we've all been there in the heat of battle, especially the Ulster Championship, you know, all week preparing yourself for the battle that lies ahead, and sometimes you do find yourself in altercations, maybe a hand somewhere shouldn't be, or a foot somewhere shouldn't be, but, you know, there you have to have a cool head, because it's not alone the game, Tom. We have to think about who's watching on, and like an example that we're setting for kick, you know.
Expect the GA to take action?
Yeah, definitely. I think it's quite clear. The evidence is there, and listen, Tyrone won't be surprised that would be coming down the line.
And looking ahead now to an Ulster final, of course, Donegal certainly going to face Cavan. Did you get to see Cavan and Armagh any of the games?
I did. I saw both of them. Yeah. Impressive with Cavan. You know, we've been kind of waiting for them coming from this last while, because they've had underage success, but they've never been able to push that on to senior level. And, you know, with Mikey Graham on there now, after the job he's done with Mullinacta, maybe that's what they need, that wee bit of belief that, you know, obviously they saw what those lads did, and I'm sure he's kind of trying to implement the same belief in Cavan. Listen, they're coming, but whether they're good enough to win is another thing. But, you know, they're there anyway, and it's a massive progression for themselves. It's all about getting to the Super 8. That's everybody's goal. So the fastest route now is to beat Cavan and to get in there, you know.
Yeah, Donegal, a fantastic record. I think Patrick McBrady was saying after the game, he's looking forward to his 8th final in, what, 9 years?
Yeah, it's unbelievable, Tom. Like, when you think about it, you know, going back to it 10 years ago, like, I thought the final was something that we would have dreamed of, and it's currently in to win it, you know what I mean? We only kind of came and went now and again, but the record that's been there, I suppose, since Jim started, and then obviously since, you know, Declan's taken over, it's unbelievable, and it's a great time for the country. But what that does, Tom, is it inspires youngsters, and, you know, they've seen teams won, and they're used to seeing them competing at that level, so it brings out the best in players in this county, and it's great to see.
That's the voice of Kevin Cassidy there, reflecting on Donegal's victory over Tyrone on last Saturday evening, Kingspan Breffni Park. A 5-star performance from Donegal, especially in the first half, and as Kevin says, led by 7 points at half time, really probably had the game wrapped up, and Donegal will now face Cavan in the Ulster final. Cavan finally overcame Armagh after an epic 2-game match struggle. That game was in Clonus on Sunday, of course, and well, Monaghan came through as well against Fermanagh in the first round of the qualifiers, and just as well a huge victory for Derry down in Wexford last Saturday afternoon. 4-16 to 10 points was the margin there, and Shane McGuigan, Ryan Bell and Enda Lynn scoring the goals. Bell top scored with a goal and 4 points, so certainly Damien McAuley seems to have got Derry on the right track. I wonder, could they be a dark horse? Before we go to John Lynch, we'll just take a short break.
The GAA program with Tom Comack, brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, Station Roundabout, Letterkenny. Gear up for the next big game from the great range of clubwear at michaelmurphysports.ie.
Father Ash, good evening, Clara. Misha Tom Comack, before the record, the break there, we heard from Kevin Cassidy. Coming up shortly, we're going to hear from Dom Corrigan, the former Fermanagh player, manager and player, and of course the manager of the St. Michael's College Inniskillen team, winners of this year's All-Ireland Hogan Cup. So certainly looking forward to that. Dom, one of the few people I think that predicted publicly anyway, that he felt Donegal would take Tyrone in Saturday's big game. That's the game we're raking over the coals, and we're going to go now to John Lynch. And John, good night. Thank you for joining us.
Hey, Tom.
Well, what's the mood in Tyrone after Saturday night?
I suppose, Tom, it's not. I know by talking probably to a few of the ex-players that have been, you know, usually have a few words with them. They're not. We're obviously not. We're optimistic, Tom, that we can get better, but it was a very, very disappointing evening, Tom, for us, to be fair. Like, and I think most people sort of look, you know, for a change, they're looking at what actually happened on the line. Possibly, Tom, you know, if you're looking for reasons for the performance, a lot of people are looking towards the line for Saturday's performance, Tom, to be honest with you. You know, prior to the start, there was two changes from the match before, and then ended up another three, which was five changes. Five changes, Tom, for a Tyrone team we don't have that strength and depth, in my opinion, and very few people think the same. So I think Mickey got it totally wrong, Tom. Number one, that, like, I'm not looking for excuses here, because, like, at the end of the day, we have to face facts. Donegal, you know, steamrolled us in the first half. You know, they outthought us, they outplayed us in every quarter. So, like, there's no saying that Donegal were that poor, that Donegal were good. I think Donegal were top class, but we were terrible, Tom, to be fair, and the way we set up, and seemed a bit clueless, Tom. And just feel that, you know, people have always talked about how Tyrone have been, they always seem to walk to a system. Well, on Saturday afternoon, Tom, there didn't seem to be any form of a system at all. There was the people, like the Colm Kavanagh, for instance, who usually plays a, you know, a very strict role, seemed completely clueless, Tom, to what he was doing on Saturday afternoon. He didn't seem to know who he was marking or who he was tackling or where he needed to be. So it was disappointing, Tom, to be honest with you, looking on. And from a Tyrone point of view, the only way for us now is up, unfortunately.
And tell me, what was the thinking, has Mickey Hart said, behind, you know, the changes before half-time, and before the game, and especially leaving out people like Niall Sludden?
Yeah, well, again, well, Niall hadn't been... Niall, like, to be fair, Niall has not been, you know, firing on all cylinders this year. He's been playing okay, but he's just not... He hasn't been playing the way he has been playing in previous years. So, you know, you could make a reason for maybe not starting him there. And but the couple of changes that he made, for instance, like taking young Casty off, who had been playing, he played very well through the league, and he played in the two championship matches, Tom, and he was flying in defence. He brought on a young lad from Galway, and he just, to me, unfortunately, just looked totally out of depth, Tom, to be honest with you. He took him on as a man-to-man marker, and unfortunately, it didn't work out for him. Young O'Donnell as well seemed totally out of his ranks there at all. He just didn't seem to be at the races at all, Tom. So the changes that were made, Tom, and I think Mickey's the only person that knows why he made them, because at the end of the day, they didn't transpire to be anything that he wanted anyway. Because, like, you know, Donegal just tore us apart up front. They seemed to be just able to walk through us at ease, Tom. It didn't go well, though, to be fair, Tom, especially in defence. And, like, you've often heard me saying that defensively, I always thought Tyrone were pretty much there and thereabouts. But Donegal made it look very, very easy on Saturday afternoon, Tom, to get scores.
Mickey Hart afterwards wasn't making excuses, but he felt the sending off of Peter Hart so early in the game was a factor. Do you believe it was? First of all, do you believe it was a black card?
Well, I suppose by the letter of the law, Tom, it was. Like, unfortunately, he caught him with his foot, and I have my own opinion about the black card. There's no point in me going into there. But look, at the end of the day, the letter of the law was that it was a black card offence. So I think we can't have complaints about that. If Mickey's complaining about that, he's grasping the straws, Tom, because that wasn't the reason that Donegal was able to tear through our defence as easy as he did. You know, there would be plenty of other things that Mickey could have talked about on the day as opposed to a black card. You know, the black card, in my opinion, was harsh enough, and it affected us, possibly.
I'd lost a leader, because Peter has been a leader.
He has been through the league, Tom. There's no doubt about that. But again, if you want to go back into history and Donegal games, Peter never really could perform against Donegal. Donegal always was able to do a number on Peter. So, you know, time would have told how it was going to transpire on the game. He'd done okay in the first 5 or 10 minutes, but I still don't think it would have been a big factor, Tom. Defensively was where we really got caught. Well, even going forward, Donegal had their job done on our men up front as well. But I still feel that the fact that Donegal could waltz through so easily, Tom, and knock over scores, like young Brennan got three scores, Tom, and there wasn't a hand put on him. You know what I mean? So that's the disappointing thing from a lot of the ex-Buppers, for instance, that I've been talking to with Rowan, that they felt that, you know, Michael Murphy, for instance, was able to play with the ability that he has and really wasn't touched either. You know, nobody got near him, nobody got tackling him. So it wasn't typical of what we expect from the Tyrone defence, but...
Was it a case Tyrone were overconfident? You know, they'd come to Ballybuffet last year, defeated Donegal by 7 points, had also defeated them in the league.
Yeah, unless the players were that way, but it would surprise me if they did, because at the end of the day, they know themselves. I still think they know themselves the ability that this Donegal team held. They're Division 2 winners. They were unfortunate to go down to Division 2. They showed their strength in the latter stage of the league, and everybody knows the ability of Michael Murphy, young McHugh. You know, they know the players that's coming in. If you look, for instance, Tom, that like Donegal made one change, and the change that they made was young Owen McHugh. It was so effective. He was so effective in what Declan Bonner did, as opposed to what, you know, the changes that we made, how effective McHugh was for Donegal as opposed to our changes. So, like, that's another disappointing factor, the fact that, for us anyway, from a point of view from us, that Donegal were able to make one change, and young Owen, I felt, played very well. He was very effective as well. So, them kind of things would be what would annoy, or not so much annoy us, but you'd be wondering about the future going forward. If you had to meet the likes of Donegal again, you'd be wondering yourself, would you have the ability to beat them again?
Tell me, would you draw any comfort from the fact that they came back well into the game, and maybe a kick of a ball at one stage, and they would have been back level, you know? So
we did get back into it, but I still felt that Donegal never looked like they're going to lose the game, Tom, to be honest with you. I felt again on Saturday afternoon, I felt that we lacked leaders, and we didn't look like at any stage that we're going to take the game by the scruff of the neck and go on and try and win it or even get near it. But yes, look, we got within 4 points, but I still feel, Tom, it was a bit of a 4 point beating for us, heavy beating for us, to be honest with you. I didn't think it mattered. Donegal were never looking like they're going to lose that match, to be honest with you, Tom.
That's the voice of John Lynch, of course, former Tyrone All-Star defender, and John will be staying on the line. Kevin Cassidy is still on the line too. I hope he is. I'm now joined by Dom Corrigan, one of the few men actually that predicted that Donegal could beat Tyrone on Saturday evening. Good night to you, Dom.
Hello, Tom.
How are you? Well, you got your prediction right. And actually, before we get your view on the game, we'll just let the listeners hear you and that prediction last Saturday week.
So, Tyrone have not been tested. Well, Donegal got a severe test last Sunday in Brewster Park, and that's going to stand to them. So, I think Donegal will certainly... I near fancy them to beat Tyrone. You know, I think... They have other players to come off the bench there as well. Owen McHugh, I remember I was involved with Killyclaher and we played Kilcar in a challenge match maybe 12 months ago or 2 years ago, when Owen McHugh was playing that day, Tom. And I must say, I never seen a player with the pace. He is absolutely searing pace. So I think if he could be got back into top form, he'd be a massive plus for Donegal. Obviously, you have Ryan McHugh, you have... all those quality players are very, very impressed with McGee in the middle of the field. He was very good. And then you have solid and experienced defenders there: Neil McGee, Paddy McGrath, McGlynn. All those players are playing well. There might have been an issue there at centre half back. I'd say Declan Bonner and Stephen Rochford will be looking to maybe get that position sorted out before next Sunday, but I think it's going to be a fascinating game. And if I was up for anybody next Sunday, I'd nearly plump for Donegal to beat Tyrone. I think getting over Brewster Park last week, extra 70 minutes football played for a lot of players there coming back from injuries. They have depth in their squad, and I think Donegal are going to be really, really a force in Ulster this year and could topple Tyrone.
Well, Dom, that's what you predicted a week and a half ago, so I hope you went to the bookies.
Just having the wrong job, I think, that's Tom. I should be doing something else.
I was just wondering there when you were mentioning Owen McHugh, are you a member of the backroom team in Donegal, or was Declan Bonner and Stephen Rochford listening?
I don't know if they were listening or not, but Owen McHugh is a brilliant footballer. I wasn't surprised at all to see him been introduced right from the start the last day, but I must say I did take money of a member of staff in St. Michael's College who was betting strong on Tyrone, so I took a fair handful of money off him, and I was delighted to do that last Monday morning.
So tell me, what did you make of the game, and what did you make of Donegal and Tyrone?
I was at it, Tom. Hugely impressed with Donegal. I was impressed with them for long periods in Bristol Park as well, because we're up against a well-organised, well-drilled Fermanagh team, and they came through by 6 points in the end, scored 15 points. So I knew that was going to stand to them, and but they took it to another level last Saturday evening. It was a very, very impressive performance from them. And in Michael Murphy, you know, I heard somebody saying there was a discussion on TV whether Michael was one of the top players in the country over the last 7 or 8 years. I don't think that should even be a discussion. Michael Murphy has been the top player, that top two or three players in Ireland over the last 6-7 years, and a real joy to watch. People would pay in to see Michael Murphy and his leadership. And John referred to it there, Tyrone's lack of leadership. I thought Donegal's leadership, starting with Murphy, I thought that Neil McGee as well at full back, you know, he kept the defence well marshalled. And Donegal had players who took responsibility all over the pitch. And they were just in a different league to Tyrone last Saturday. But I would say, and it was one of the reasons why I fancied Donegal, Tyrone were not tested, because they were in against a Derry team that, fair enough, are improving and a very improved side. They came through that okay. But then they went in against Antrim, and an Antrim team scored 2-10 on them. And, you know, Antrim wouldn't have the forwards that Donegal had. And certainly there were worrying signs there. So I think maybe Tyrone went into last week thinking they were a wee bit better than they actually are. And they were found out. And by the time they realised that they were in a real battle, it was just too late for them. And definitely Donegal, they won it by 4 points. But for me, they were 8, 9, 10 points a better team than Tyrone last Saturday. And that's not to say if they meet again in the Super 8, you know, it could be a different Tyrone team that will be coming down the line at them. But I would say that Championship, it's about your big players standing up, and Tyrone's big players did not stand up last week. In fact, they were marked absent. And I know Petey Hart, that could possibly have been a big factor, but if you look at Patrick Hampsey, who normally does a good job on Michael Murphy, or curtails him as well as anybody can curtail him, he never got near Michael Murphy last week. Both of the throwing defenders did not get anywhere close. Jamie Brennan, nobody seemed to know who was marking him. So certainly worrying signs there for Tyrone, and Mickey Hart has a great ability to turn it around. If he can do it again, fair play to him, but I tell you, he has a lot of work on his hands there at the minute.
Petey Hart there, Dom. What's your feeling on the black card? Was it a black card?
Well, at the time, I was at the game, I saw it, and I thought it was a bit harsh. I watched it then on TV after. Maybe a wee bit harsh, but at the same time, the referee, you know, was probably technically correct. Sometimes the common sense rule doesn't come in to it, and I felt it was a wee bit harsh, but at the same time, players now have got to be very, very careful to know what is ahead with the black and the yellows and that. So I'm sure he'd have been hugely disappointed. But as John said there, Petey has had yet to play, you know, at the top of his game against the likes of Donegal. Whatever it is about them, they can deal with him well. So I wouldn't say that the Petey Hart going off was a major factor in that game. I just feel that as a collective unit, Tyrone were not at the races last Saturday evening. And I'd say they themselves would be the first to admit that a 3 or 4 point winning margin did not do justice to Donegal's performance and was not a true reflection on the game. That was an 8, 9, 10 point defeat for Tyrone. And when they look at it like that, and they will be mature enough to do that, they know that they have a lot of catching up to do. They play Longford next, and that is going to be a test for them. I think they'll get over it all right, but they have a fair bit of improvement to do. On the other side, Tom, just Donegal, I'd be just wary. They're coming into this game, coming into the Ulster final, everybody's praising them, everybody's patting them on the back. Brilliant performance individually, brilliant collectively. Team management have got it superbly right in Declan Bonner, Stephen Rochford, Charles Lacey. Everything they've done went well. Sometimes when you win a semi-final like that, it makes you a wee bit soft for the final. And Donegal will be wary of that. They'll be wary going into play against Cavan, because if they allow that, the praise and all that that goes with their performance last Saturday, to take the edge, the slightest bit of them going into their Ulster final performance, then they're in dangerous territory. So Donegal, I suppose they're in the last 8 Ulster finals or whatever it is, they'll be calling on that experience, and certainly the experienced players will be stepping forward with the management and guarding against being carried away with the everybody just...
Dom, unfortunately we got to leave it and we didn't get a chance to talk to you or John about the Tiernan McCann, Stephen McMiniman incident, but unfortunately just the clock caught up with it. But my thanks to Dom Corrigan, to John Lynch and to Kevin Cassidy. Mabuikas the Jimmy Stafford are from on here fresh in August. Mabuikas the Hosa a story, they're the colour, they're Gujian Shocks and Johogan, or me Tom Comics, Don August Bannock.